Elul is an incredible opportunity, a month that already the energy of the month, the power of the month, came way, way back when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the Rosh Chodesh Elul. That was a couple days ago. He ascended Har Sinai for the second time, the third time. He went up to go ahead and get the second set of luchos. The first ones were broken. The Jewish people sinned. And he went up to get the second set. While he was there, he learned the 13 attributes of mercy, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, which we say over and over and over again once we start Slichos and on Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to try to arouse the mercy of Hashem, something that saves us, helps us, allows us to be more successful. He learned that the second set of Luchos were not just going to be as simple as the first set, with everything written down. The Beis Halevi says that's where the oral tradition, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah was introduced. Now, with the second set of Luchos, we're going to have to work hard, we're going to have to learn, we're going to have to carve out our own Torah, certain ideas of Chiddush, that we could have novel ideas, our own insights, our own takes. That was all introduced in the second set of Luchos. And finally, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Yom Kippur. For 40 days he was there. And on Yom Kippur he comes down, shining, radiant. The connection, the relationship of the Jewish people and Hashem have been restored. All of that energy is during this time, during this month. And it's an opportunity for us to grow, to change, to strive, in order to get to have that relationship with Hashem. But there's something very interesting. One of the most quoted ideas of Elul is that the month of Elul, the name of the month Elul, stands for Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I'm to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. I have a relationship with Hashem. Hashem, who's my beloved, has a relationship with me. Amazing. However, the names of the month, the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us, Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin quotes, the names of the month are actually not Jewish. Our months, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, etc., Elul, are non-Jewish names that when the Jewish people came up from Babel, from Babylonia, from their exile, they brought with them. Those weren't the original names that the Torah had given. So it's funny that this name represents this pasuk, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. So let's take a step back for a moment, like we like to do in Esha Torah. Let's go back to the basics. Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li is a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, in the sixth parak. What is the context of that chapter? So the pasuk says, right away in the beginning, Ana Halach Dodeich. Rashi explains, the other nations were taunting the Jewish people, and they say, hey, you're in the exile. Hey, where's your Dodeich? Where is your beloved? He loves you so much. Where is he? And he says, they say to us, I'm going to go ahead and find him with you. I'm going to partner and go find him with you. And then the next pasuk says, the Jewish people respond to the other nations, Dodi Arad L'Gano. My beloved has come down to his garden. He has come down to the place where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. La Rugos HaBosem, to the place of Bosem, Besamim, spices, where the Ketores, the spice offering, beautiful smell, is going to be brought. He's back! He's here! He told us that he wants us to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. As Rashi explains, this refers to Koresh, who went ahead and gave permission for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. The Navi in Chagai, the first pasuk, tells us that it was on Rosh Chodesh Elul that we were granted permission to go ahead and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So the Jewish people respond, well, he's here, and he wants us to rebuild. And the other nations say, well, let us help you. Let us help you rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And comes along the Jewish people in Pasuk Gimel, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. The stress is not on the word Dodi, my beloved. Pasuk Aleph and Beis, we're already talking about this beloved idea. The stress is on Ani. I am to my beloved. You want to come and help me rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? No, thank you. We are going to do it ourselves. Because the relationship is between us and our beloved, and not with you and our beloved. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. So this pasuk is actually referring to the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash, which is when the name of the month Elul was started to be used. The Jewish people came back from Bavel. They were down and out. Many assimilated, intermarried. They forgot how to speak Hebrew. It was a very short time, only 70 years. The Navi tells us they lost everything. And they were now coming to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. And they said that we want to do it ourselves. It'd be nice to get help, you know, donations from the outside. Other people schlepping those stones are very, very heavy. Right? You get some other people to help. No! We're going to work hard and we are going to do it ourselves. Very similar to what happened with the second set of Luchos. The second set of Luchos was introduced, as I pointed out, the oral Torah. Then now we're going to have to work hard to learn the Torah. We're going to have to work hard to go ahead and get a deep understanding of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu carved out the letters on the Luchos before Hashem wrote it. He was involved. There was personal human being effort and relationship to the Luchos. And Rav Weinfeld explained that that is the commonality between these ideas. The more we put in our effort, the more that we are involved, the more that we say, you know, I don't want the distractions from the outside. I don't want those other people influencing my ability to go ahead and work. It's my Beis HaMikdash. It's my service of Hashem. It's my Dodi. It's my relationship. Don't interfere. I need to stay razor focused. I need to have goals. I need to have dreams. I need to know what I want to accomplish with my life. That is the message of Elul and the energy of this month. We all have the benefit of now starting our, what they call the school year. The Jewish year starts in a month from now. We have the opportunity to start it early. So we're fresh, we're excited, we're looking forward to tremendous success this year. So for others, maybe it's the end of the year, but for us, it's the beginning. We all have these goals. We all know what we want. We all have these dreams. We all have big dreams. In Eishet Torah, there's no ceiling. It's very, very high. We dream big. We look for great things. We want to become giants. We want to be super successful. And we're all thinking about that. But we have to realize it's ani. It's up to us. It's what we want to do. It's how we think. It's how we want to carve it out. It's how, what we want to be involved. How much do we want to be influenced by what other people decided should be my destination? Or what is it about me? Let me figure it out for myself. Beginning of this week's parasha tells us how to do it. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lacha. We have to, that's a mitzvah in the Torah. Judges and policemen, you have to have. And it sounds like it's two totally distinct, separate mitzvahs. You have to have judges to have on the court, and then you have to have people to enforce. But the Sefer Achinuch and the Rambam, they count it as one mitzvah. One, all or nothing. And Rav Perlau explains the reason is because if you can't do one, if you're not going to be able to get good police officers, there is no mitzvah at all to have judges. Why? What's the idea? The idea is as follows. Rav Moshe Feinstein explains, the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh writes as follows, that Shoftim v'Shotrim does not just apply to judges and policemen, it applies to Shoftim v'Shotrim titein lecha, to you, to ourselves. That we have to have judges, we have to have the correct value system, we have to know what's allowed and what's not allowed, what's good and what's not good, what's advised and what's not advised. We have to make those for ourselves. We have to make sure our values are correct. But we can always talk big, think high, say that we're going to finish and do it. We could say it, and we can know it. But if we don't have the shotrim, if we don't have the personal policemen that we make on ourselves to guard ourselves, bisharecha, at your gates. What are your gates? Your eyes, your nose, your ears, your mouth. If we don't put those policemen in the right places to make sure that our values that we have, our correct values that we worked on and clarified, that they're going to stay in sync, then what's the point of the shoftim? What's the point of the values? So as we work on what our dreams are and our hopes, and we're trying to gain out of this month and out of this year, which we have to spend time on, we also simultaneously have to put effort into making sure that we have the right infrastructure in our own lives. We have the right friends. We're spending our time correctly. We're learning what we're supposed to be learning. We're speaking the way we're supposed to be speaking. We're looking at what we're supposed to be looking. We're listening to what we're supposed to be listening to. So all of those things, we have to make sure that we have all those things in check, so that we're able to then foster and make sure that we are going to be able to fulfill all our incredible dreams, hopes, and drives. The bracha to all of us is that we have an incredible Elul, the 40-day challenge, which I guess already began, we're able to reap the benefits of, make it strong, and be able to be the most successful people that we could be.